Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hello, my name is Michael Bird. I live in Kettering, which is in Northamptonshire, and the course I'm doing is the Art and Animation course.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark. I'm all right, thank you.
Excellent. So, what's your story then, Michael? What are the past experiences that have shaped your life?
Well, I've always been an artist. I was never taught how to be an artist. I inherited it from my parents. When they discovered I could draw from drawing on walls and stuff, they pushed me to do it. And I've exhibited my work throughout my life, through when I was at school, and times after that. I've always had it as a passion, and I've always played video games since the day the first video games came out, like with Pong and Pac-Man that we could play at home. And since then, it's been two passions parallel with each other. And this came along, and I've had a chance to combine the two, and hopefully I can prosper doing them both.
So whereas most people get told off for drawing on walls, you were encouraged.
The woman encouraged to draw all over the walls. They thought, he's obviously got something. Just give him some paper and a pencil and just scribble. And they guided me where I needed to be guided. And I'm just blessed being able to actually do it without being taught how to do it.
So are your parents quite good artists as well then, I assume?
Yeah. My dad's, he's had art sold all over the world, commissions sold all over the world. My mum's more of a colourist. She's excellent with colour. And I've picked it off both of them. So, and they've had all their works exhibited everywhere. So yeah, it's all good.
You said you had exhibited some of your work somewhere. Where have you exhibited your work?
My work has been exhibited locally around the Northamptonshire area. It's been in the local press. This is going back from when I was about 12. I think I had my first exhibition. It got in the news because it was different from everybody else. I was very fantasy art then. You know, these swords and dungeons and dragons and all that stuff. And since then, as I've done significant or continuous exhibitions, people have come up and say, I'd like to know if you could do this for me, and it's like commission pieces. So, and most of my work is actually all around my house at the minute.
To display to all the people that come in and see you, I guess.
Yes, I do have comments, and it's like, what's that, or who did that? And I was like, well, I did, you know, and they just stand there or sit there and stare at it, and then usually they come up and say, can you do something for me then?
that's got to feel nice when people come up and say that to you.
Yeah, they go to me, well, what inspired you to do that piece? I'm like, well, it just in my head, so I do it. And you know, and they say, what does it mean? I say, what do you think it means? You know, because what it means to me is completely different to what they think it means. When you do a picture or a piece of art, it's what person looks at it and thinks when they look at it.
So where are you in the course now?
I've just completed assignment 42, so I'm right near the very end. I've got one more portfolio piece to do, and then I think I've got one more lesson, and then it's on to the how to do a demo reel.
So that's got to feel pretty exciting, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've gone through the waves and the troughs of doing the course. You get so far and then your brain can't take it no more. And you're like, can I really carry on with this course? Or you have big failures and you think, I've got to carry on, you know, because what's the point of doing it if you get halfway through and you're like, I can't be doing it anymore.
So you said that you had a bit of trouble going through and everything. So what made you say that you will keep going, and what made you push through?
Determination. Determination, yeah, just the will to get it done, you know, to do something. Because if you don't do it and you fail, you might as well just not even have tried. You know, you do get these bad points and you have to carry on. You know, you pick yourself up and you're like, well, that was a bad bit, scratch that, let's just start again.
Well, that's perfect. Thank you very much for your time today, Michael.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for letting me do it.
It's my pleasure. I will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.